السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز صحابة Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and likewise from Durban on the 25th of December, corresponding with the 23rd of Jamadul Akhirah, 1446. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadats. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah bless us with afiyat and good health. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وقال تعالى في مقام آخر إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تشبه بقوم فهو من أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of Deen and Allah Ta'ala make all of us Muttabi' Sunnah and Allah Ta'ala protect us from Bid'at, from Shirk and following and imitating the Kuffar. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم and to Appa and Ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications and Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monley. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 41, Hamim Sajda or Surah Fussilat. Both names are acceptable. Verses number 9 and verse number 10. So we all agree and it is our unanimous belief that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this entire universe in 6 days. And Almighty Allah created him, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, on a Friday. So on that there's unanimity and consensus. Let's just read one verse. Chapter number 50, Surah Qaf, and verse number 38, and see what Almighty Allah teaches us. ولقد خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام. Wow for atifa, for in conjunction. Lam for qasam, walillahi, and by Almighty Allah. Qad, and definitely, surely, by Almighty Allah. Khalaqna samawati wal ard, we created the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation and the terrestrial creation, the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything, and here on the land and sand, the forests, the lakes, the oceans, everything, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and whatever is in between. Almighty Allah uses the word we to stamp His majesty, authority and sovereignty. You human being and all the scientists, professors, doctors put together, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَا وِجْتَمَعُولًا. You can't even create one single fly, even if all of you get together for that purpose. فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ, in 6 days. And وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ, and no fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion touched us. So it shows that nothing touches Almighty Allah. And to get tired, weakness, it is a weakness. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. Story time quickly. When I was a young boy, mid-60s, 63, 65, 66, 60, all that. So we used to have one period religious studies. So the teachers were Christians, non-Muslims. So they used to teach us that God Almighty created the universe in 6 days. This is what they believe, the Christians. That He started on a Monday and finished up on a Saturday. And then Sunday He was too tired and exhausted, and He Himself went to take a rest. That in itself is blasphemous, and if a person believes in that, you're out of the fold of Islam. Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 50, Surah Qaf, verse 38, وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ, no iota of tiredness, exhaustion, fatigue even touched us. AK 255, chapter 2, verse 255, AK Ayatul Kursi, La ta'khuduhu sinatu wala nawm, no slumber, no sleep overtakes him and touches him. So it shows Almighty Allah never ever gets tired, never gets exhausted, fatigue never overtakes him. So that is our unanimous belief. And to all the scientists and all the professors and doctors of the world, Almighty Allah is challenging you, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَا وِجْتَمَعُولًا. I, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, created this entire universe. Creating means من الأدم إلى الوجود, that from non-existent there's nothing, and then I bring it into existence. I give it life, I give the ruh, and I place the soul and spirit in it. So that is the challenge. Can you, doctor, professor, scientist, do that? Chapter 22, verse 73, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَا وِجْتَمَعُولًا. So it shows none of them can do that. They can't even understand how the ruh, the soul, spirit leaves the body, and they are there. They're seeing the person dying in the surgery or in the clinic or hospital and so forth and so on. So when that is a mystery for them, so how are they going to insert the soul and ensoulment take place? So these are all muqaddama, introduction to today's lesson. We believe that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, as mentioned in Muslim Sharif, created the universe in 6 days, from Saturday to Thursday. When everything is ready, then on the Friday, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla created the masterpiece. خَلَقْتُهُ بِيَدَيَّ, with His own hands. What are the hands of Almighty Allah is beyond our perception, comprehension. We believe in it, but we do not know how it is and the details. So He created Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam on that Friday, because he is the masterpiece of Allah's creation. So that is what we should believe in. Now the details of it. This is today's lesson. Chapter number 41 and verses 9 and 10. قُلْ, You address them, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, O Prophet of Islam, A'innakum Hamza istifham, Hamza for interrogative, to pose a question to them, and is a rhetorical question. Innakum, what are you the ones? Latakfurun, you are rejecting, you are refusing, and you are not prepared to accept, you're making kufr and disbelief. Billadhi, with the Supreme Being, khalaqal arda fi yawmain, he created this earth, remember, in 2 days. So this is what we believe in, that is the Muslims. Almighty Allah created the terrestrial creation, that is here, the land, the sand, all that, remember, in 2 days. And then remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created the heavens and the skies. And then Almighty Allah states, Wal arda ba'da dhalika dahaha. So first the portion of the land was created, then the skies were created, and then the spreading of the land took place, the expansion of the land. So that is the sequence of events, and we should understand it in the light of Quran, as mentioned in Surah An-Nazi'at. Wal arda ba'da dhalika dahaha. So that is the spreading of the land and sand, the expansion of it. So first 2 days, creating of the terrestrial creation, the land and the sand. But what did you do? Instead of accepting the sole exclusive Khalik and Malik, the only creator and the only owner and possessor, exclusively the entire universe belongs to him, Almighty Allah. And you cannot create anything. So no scientist, no professor, I just gave you the verse now. وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا. On the contrary, what you want to do, O mushrik, O person, you want to make idols, you want to make equals to him, O Almighty Allah. أَنْدَادًا is the plural of nidda. We say لَا نِدَّ لَهُ وَلَا دِدَّ لَهُ وَلَا مِثْلَ لَهُ وَلَا مِثَالَ لَهُ. There's none equal to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in any aspect, in any respect. And that is enshrined clearly in the Noble Quran, chapter number 112, and that is Surah Ikhlas and verse number 4. Surah Ikhlas, chapter 112 and verse number 4. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There's none equal to him in any aspect, in any respect. Who is doing all this? ذَلِكَ. This takhliq, this creating, is by him alone, exclusively, Rabbul Alameen, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of everything in the universe. And Rabb means Allah alone, and Alameen means Kullu Shay'in Siwallah, everything, everybody, everything besides Almighty Allah. Who is giving us the air, the oxygen, the water, the rain, and everything comes solely, only, exclusively from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is 2 days. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا. And in those 2 days, what else did Almighty Allah do? فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَا. That Almighty Allah placed, remember, the mountains and the firm from mountains, مِنْ فَوْقِهَا, on the surface of this land. So that when there are 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people there on the plains of Arafat during Hajj, then the other side of the land, the sand, the earth will not come up like a seesaw. So they are like pegs on this earth, remember that. So above the surface of it, min fawqiha, Allah has placed these big and huge mountains. Wa baraka fiha, Allah has put so much barakah, blessing in it, so much vegetation, so much fruit, so much water. And then we see all the minerals, the oil, the gold, the silver, the platinum, and the lithium, and it carries on and on. on beyond our perception and beyond our comprehension. وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has stipulated a certain amount. أَقْوَاتَهَا, أَقْوَات, the plural of قُوت, refers to the food that human consumption, animal consumption, reptile consumption. So everybody, they are food and they are nourishment and sustenance, has been decreed already by Almighty Allah in this land and in the sand. Fi arba'ati ayyam, in 4 days. So what does this 4 days mean? The 2 days in the land and sand, another 2 days, remember, that is in the distribution of everything here on the earth. So in this 4 days of the previous verse, the 2 days are included. So thus far we have 4 days. What happens to the 2 other days? Inshallah, that we will discuss tomorrow. Sawa al-lisa'ilin, this is sufficient for those people who are inquiring, who are questioning, how did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala create this universe and creation? So we have to say, Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin, all the barakah, blessings, is with Almighty Allah alone, the most exalted. He is ahsanul khaliqin, the best of creator. Today people say, I created a website, I created this design, I created this. You created nothing. You just assembled something. You just made something. If you study the word khalq, to create, it means from absolutely nothing into something, and that only Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla can do. Allah lahul khalqu wal amr, only belongs to him exclusively khalq, to create. La khaliqa illa hu, there is no creator except him. And al amr, only he can command. Command the sunrise, command the sunset, command the rain, command life and death. Nobody can do all that. So he is the exclusive owner of the entire universe. La malika illa hu, he is the real owner. Me and you are temporary users. We fool ourselves, my car, my house, my property, my farm, but all that is temporary. Then he or she passes away, all that property is destroyed because of war and because of floods and tsunami and hurricanes and so forth. So wonderful lesson regarding takhliqullah, how Almighty Allah created the universe, provided that we keep our hearts and mind pure and wide open without any hidden agenda and sinister motive. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 23rd of Jumad al-Akhira, 1446, and it is Gaza genocide, day number 446. So remember that the year is 1446, and today Gaza genocide by the Jutlas, Haramis, the Jews, the Zionists, la'anahumullah, Allah's curse be upon them forever and perpetually, is day 446. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally, and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. 5 Jutlas dead, dispatched straight to Jahannam. And our Hamas and our secret service, Abu Ubaidah, and them say, we're not divulging everything, because then the Jutlas will know we have secret tactics, despite the limited resources we have, and the Jutlas cannot do anything about it. So every day they are killing certain of their soldiers, reservists, and dispatching them to hell. And the Houthis with a Tha. So you must remember, Ha, Wow, Tha, Ya, Houthi. So not Houthi. So sometime in the English spelling, this Gerberi, they make mix up and so forth, because they are confused and their fuses are blown. So the Houthis are doing an excellent job. Do you know what Israel says? Israel, the Haramis, the biggest terrorist on earth, and with America, both of them guilty of state terrorism, they say more countries must consider and state that the Houthis are terrorist. You are the biggest terrorist and you want to label others as terrorists. They said that the island broke every law, international law. So therefore, they are removing their embassy from our island and Dublin. So are you kidding me? So remember that. You haramis are the one who broke every international law in the past 76 years, almost 80 years. And today the world is witnessing that who the real terrorists are, the first genocide committed in real time, where people are seeing how the genocide is perpetrated by the Jews, by the Zionists, and Americans, and British, and India, and UAE, and Saudi Arabia, all of them helping Israel, whole lot of them murtads with Muslim names out of the fold of Islam. Speaking of Palestine, Al-Ardul Muhtalla, occupied Palestine, no Christmas, no Xmas in Bethlehem and Palestine, because they bombed every church, every mosque, every hospital, basically, so committing war crimes upon war crimes upon war crimes, so there will be no jingles, there will be no carols, there will be no happiness there. I'm speaking to you what the news is saying. We reject the entire concept of Christmas. Must remember that to say Jesus was born 25th December is one big fabrication and lie, and therefore in 1647 the Puritan Parliament of Britain, of England, banned it, Christmas celebration, for 13 years. And in Scotland, they banned it for 400 years. You Christians, you must be fools and idiots and morons to think that the Jews love you. They hate you, and they hate Jesus, and they hate Mary as well. They say Mary is the mother, and he, Jesus, is the son of a harlot. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Nakale kufr, kufr nabashat. This is the height of blasphemy. They say that he is not the legitimate child, and they say she is a loose woman. Allah forbid. Therefore, Almighty Allah has cursed the Jutlas. But yet, you Christians, no brains you got. You go and you bootlick these haramis. These are haramis. If you don't know what is the meaning of harami, it means a big B, the illegitimate from top to bottom. United Nations can do nothing else, because remember, America holds the veto, and America must fall, Israel must fall, and all the Arab tanpot dictators, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, whole lot of them must be dismantled. So United Nations condemn Israel attack on the hospitals in Gaza. Can you imagine that this is going on for 14 months and more, and now there's hardly any hospital functioning, and that hospital that is functioning, they're attacking, and then the Jutlas, to show their true colors, go and steal the medical aids, the medical things and so forth, and they run away with it. That is Jutlas. Jutla means the biggest crooks on earth. Jutla means the biggest traitors on earth. Jutla means the murderers of prophets and messengers. Therefore, Almighty Allah speaks of them, the only nation. Allah speaks of them that they were made into pigs and swines. They were made into monkeys, and their example is that of a donkey. All this enshrined in the noble Quran. Go and see chapter number 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse number 5. Kamathalil himari yahmilu asfara. They are rabbinic scholars, they are rabbis, and they are scholars for dollars. They are example is like a donkey, the Quran says, carrying encyclopedias and big books, but they don't speak the truth. They speak with the folk tongue. And when Almighty Allah told them no fishing on the Sabbath on Saturday, they made loopholes and pathways to their houses, and they said, see Almighty, we didn't fish, but the fish love us, they came to us. Almighty Allah transformed them physically, literally, a metamorphosis took place, and they were transformed into pigs and swines and into monkeys. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Chapter number 5, verse number 60. So remember that UAE of MBZ is helping Israel with billions of dollars. So therefore, me personally, you want to travel, it's your choice. For me, I never go now on Emirates Airline. I never go to Dubai. All that, we must teach them a lesson and boycott them. Remember, these are the war criminals, because they're associating with Israel and bootlicking America and Israel. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. Remember that. The famine is spreading in Sudan, the worst affected area. So this is the plot and the plan of America. Go back, you must remember that so many years, and Russia, Putin, and Sudan agreed that they will have a military base there, and America said, no, we will not allow it. They use UAE, and then they got the rapid force involved, and now all this mess that you see. So remember, you must always go to the origin to understand. Iran is now lifting the ban on WhatsApp. Can you believe that? They're so terrified. They had WhatsApp with limited use. Now they're removing all the conditions and all the restrictions and so forth. Pakka kuffar Shias, non-Muslims they are. Starbucks, remember that we tell you all this, whether it is opposite the Jami Masjid, the McDonald's, all haram in South Africa and the world. Makkah, Medina, all haram. KFC haram, Starbucks haram. Stay away from all this. Hit the Jutlas and Americans where it hurts the most. You must remember that halal logos are not worth the paper on which is written. So the Starbucks, the strike is spreading everywhere in America. Till yesterday, more than 300 stores were on strike in America alone. So that is Allah ki lati be awaze. Allah stick does not make a noise. You want to support Israel, well, we will punish you in this world, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla wa'ala will continuously punish them, the Jutlas, and their supporters till the day of Qiyamah, and nobody can stop that. So Trump promises the death penalty for rapists and murderers. So what about you? How many women were you busy with? Stormy is one. How many others? Maybe you did something else with them, O Trump. You are a disgrace to humanity. You are a moron. The first President of America coming into the White House with a criminal record. Imagine they fingerprinted you and so forth. Mozambique, very, very bad. We received reports last night from Mozambique, more than 20 people dead. The last was 21, 22 people. Maputo is a civil war if you look at it. If you look at Beira, very bad. The shops are looted and plundered and so forth. Muslim shops, non-Muslim shops, and the situation is gone from bad to worse. The Constitutional Court got no brains also. So they passed the verdict in favor of Frelimo. They said it was 70% landslide. Now it's 65%. Who is fooling who in the zoo? So that is a foolish verdict, remember that, manipulated by the government. Abu Mazen. Do you know Abu Mazen? Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority. Pakka Murtad Haramis. Agents of Israel and America, they close Al Jazeera TV and so forth in the West Bank. Can you believe that? They are the ones giving the news to the world. So Israel closed them because they were getting exposed. You remember Shirin Abu Aqila, the Christian lady who was serving Al Jazeera for 20 years, cold-blooded murder by the Israelis. Certain things in life, you must always remind them. them. So the Christian world will also wake up, because they have also short memory and they suffer from selective amnesia. They donkeys, this Palestinian Authority, remember that. 12 people dead in an explosion there in Turkey. Some factory they got and certain explosives went off, and then big problems there. Guatemala. So Guatemala finds, you must remember, one group of the Jews abducted and stole their children. Didn't I tell you the Jutlas are the biggest crooks? Whatever they can steal, they will steal. They will steal the children. They will steal their limbs, all these type of things. Russian cargo ship sinks near Spain. So remember, you know, when we go with our vehicles, our cars, it must be roadworthy. So these Russians, they put their crock rubbish ships there and they're not seaworthy, and so many of them are sinking now. Listen to the story. You keep on hearing his statements. Daniel Hagari, the cursed person, the spokesperson of the Israeli Defense Force, diaper force. So he was summoned by the Knesset and he had to apologize to the Knesset for certain statements he made. Sometimes they speak the truth, you must remember, but that is not palatable, acceptable to the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists. So they call their big chiefs and tell them better apologize. Listen to this here. So 35 Saudi tourists, they were there in Turkey and the bus caught on fire, and they say that these two Saudi tourists miraculously escaped from the fire and they were not burnt or anything. So it seems things are getting very hot in Turkey. Who is doing all this? We don't know. Maybe the Kurds, maybe somebody else. Biden and U.S. are the biggest threat to the world. I agree with that. So you must remember this. So that news came to us via the Russians from Russia with love. BP, so the British Petroleum. So they are going to be sued by the Palestinians. They have filed their papers already by the big lawyers, attorneys, senior counsel. Why are you still giving oil and giving supplies to Israel, the rogue regime, to murder and kill our Palestinian babies, children, men and women, civilians? More than 200,000 murdered by the Israelis. That is the true figure, which is underplayed, you must remember. Let's come to South Africa. Do you know Limpopo? So that your Polokwane, your Bela Bela, and your Makupani, the old name Wombats, and Port Gietersrus, and Petersburg. So that area are called Limpopo. The Saudi Arabian government investing plus minus 10 billion rand in South Africa in Limpopo. Why? One thing I can tell you, they got one secret hideout there. The people working also or must go through tunnels and all that. So very secretive. What's going on there? Is it prostitution? Is it something else going on there? So whenever the Saudis put their dirty hands somewhere, you must remember this bribery, corruption. Just like the 2034 World Cup, their total bribery, corruption. Inshallah, they will not have it also. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy them. South African government says only dialogue will work in Mozambique, and otherwise a practical, pragmatic option will be a GNU. And that is a government of national unity there, as we have in South Africa. You know Manteshe, he was the Secretary General of the ANC and now he's a minister. So he and his cronies, they spent 2 million rand on international travel. Can you believe that? So we got 77 ministers, good for nothing, 90-80% of them. That's what they do with my money, your money, taxpayers' money, getting a big jaw and a big party that is for them. Every day Christmas, every day is Christmas for them. Hopeless, useless characters, if you ask me. There between Komati Port and the border, Mozambique, hundreds of people arrested. Some want to enter South Africa, some want to enter Mozambique and so forth. Big chaos going on there. And remember, last night I received many, many complaints from the people who are there in Durban. They say they went to one souk and they went to one market, and it's supposed to be Muslims hosting it, and remember there's Hindi music playing there and haram music playing there. You, the people who organize it, you should hang your heads in shame. You must remember that. Don't you know music, all that is totally haram in Islam? If you want the book in Arabic, go read the book, Sheikh Albani's book. He gave it to me personally when I met him in Amman, Jordan, rahimahullah. He passed away in 1999. Tahreemu Alati Turb, I met him in 98. So music, musical instruments are haram. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib passed away 76. And that was on 10th of Shawwal. The book he wrote, Islam or Musiki, in Urdu, Islam and music, all haram. You don't understand Arabic Urdu, then read the book by Khalid Baig, B-A-I-G. And that is Slippery Stone, that is about music, masterpiece, all these books. So it's a shame and disgrace that our Muslims want to mimic the Bollywood culture and the Hollywood culture and the haram culture. Hang your heads in shame. And for you Muslims to go to such places also is haram. Our program for today, remember, is that Wednesday, Mufti Farhan Karani will be interviewed by Maulana Khalid Yaqub. And that is, you must remember, between 8:30 and 9, 11 to 12 will be the Bliss of Marriage with Suleiman Esop and myself. 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah. Today is Wednesday, it's a holiday in the world, most countries. So remember that, take your time and make special, special dua after Zohar and read 2 rakat salat, read Surah Yasin, and make special dua. Whoever are the enemies of Islam and humanity, Allah give them guidance. If there's no guidance for them, Allah humiliate, destroy, and decimate them. Allahumma alayka bi'a'da'i deen. Ya Allah, you decimate the enemies of Islam. Mawlana, salat time has changed here, mashallah. From today onwards, yeah, in the Sufi masjid where we go, salat, Fajr salat now is 10 to 5. So we have 22 minutes left, inshallah. So for the Q&A, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mufti Saab, is there any procedure to follow when getting permission from a bride-to-be, inshallah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Last week Thursday, I left Lanesia and went there to Trichardt, where my niece is, my sister is. My niece's daughter was getting married. She's married, mashallah. Allah keep them happy. I just spoke to them last night as well. So I gathered the family, I had a talk there in the masjid, the Jami Masjid, the old masjid there opposite A&E, Maghrib to Isha. So after Isha, we gathered the family and said, see, this is the procedure. She, our niece's daughter, must now appoint a wakil. So the wakil will be the biological father, that is the best. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi Ibn Majah, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. The nikah is not valid without the consent of the guardian, the wali. So is authentic hadith. So the greatest wali and guardian is the biological father, provided that is a Muslim. So mashallah, so she will appoint her father as the wakil and the wali. So he will be the guardian and he will be the representative on her behalf on the day of the nikah. Then he will say, fine, that I will represent you. He's happy with it. And then we have the two witnesses. It's not compulsory at that time, but it's better. So now the grandfather and uncle and so forth, so they were the witnesses. And then we sorted everything out, that who will be who and so forth. And then we make a dua. Ya Allah, this couple going to get married. In this instance, it was Saturday after after Asr. So Ya Allah, you guide them. Ya Allah, send your unseen help and so forth and so on. So it is, without a shadow of doubt, a happy occasion. And we should always make dua. Our young couples getting married, Allah Jalla wa Ala, keep them with ulfa, mahabba, mawadda, with love, compassion and mercy. This week Friday also we have a nikah, inshallah. That tomorrow, Thursday evening, we will be, inshallah, there. Brother Ahmed Abdi, Somaliland, will pick me up after Asr. And Thursday night, we will be there, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, in Qurtuba. And that is Masjid Tariq bin Ziyad. Talk on Palestine between Maghrib and Isha. Then Friday, Jummah, that will be live on Markaz Sahaba. So, inshallah, we will have the talk and on Nikah. And thereafter, Khutbah Salat, and after the Salat, the Nikah, and then the Dua. The brother getting married, if I remember their names correctly, I hope I don't make mistake. So, it's Hafiz Arshad Munshi. Hafiz Arshad Munshi. And the sister, the bride will be. So, remember that sister Fayyaza. Kota, Khota. So mashallah, so day and nikah we will perform, inshallah, after the Jummah Salat and so forth, there in Masjid Tariq bin Ziyad. And thereafter, the Friday night, Maghrib to Isha, we will be in Khalid bin Walid Masjid. And that is there regarding Syria. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu warda is buried in Hims in Syria. So you see, so we gave them certain advices already via the WhatsApp what to do, but inshallah al-Aziz, Allah bless them and bless all of the others. Those of you who want your marriage, your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, nikah announcements to be announced on Markaz Sahaba, every Friday 10 to 10:30, we have a slot there. So send it in. We won't come, don't worry. Just send us the nikah announcements, 084-786-3132, and Junaid Mota is here. And then, inshallah, Brother Suleiman will see it. And then it will be announced by Suleiman. Maulana Zaid is still on leave. He'll come Wednesday next week, inshallah, New Year. Or you send it to me, 071-888-1184. And then, inshallah, we'll send it to Suleiman. And they'll announce it, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is cutting of nails break your wuzu?
Good question, for another reason. Remember, cutting of nails, removing unwanted hair, all that does not break your wudu, does not break your fast, and all that, your wudu is valid, your fast is valid, all that. I see some people are circulating, one, you understand, saying that they said Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited the ummah or discouraged the ummah from cutting nails on a Wednesday. Whenever you claim something and you send out something, the law in Islam is manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil, that whoever claims something, you must corroborate, substantiate it with some proof and evidence. And the evidence given and, you know, cited is not authentic. That much I can tell you. So therefore, to cut your nails, clip your nails, toenails, fingernails on Wednesday, so whether it is the night of Wednesday, last night, or Wednesday, the day today, so all permissible, not haram, not makruh, not reprehensible, all permissible. We reject those people who promote such things that are not authentic. We should be very clear on that issue as well.
Mufti Saab, women are not allowed to use nail varnish because of wudu. Does this mean that when she is not reading, it is permissible?
See, my sister, you are assuming that you can't use this, you know, nail varnish and whatever else your girl called the fancy names there to apply on your fingernails and so forth and so on. So, because of salat and wudu and so, that is your assumption. So, you now drew this conclusion, when you are in your menses or when you are in your nifas, your postpartum, your postnatal, after you gave birth, then you apply the nail varnish and nail coloring and whatever else you call it, is permissible. Totally wrong. So why is it haram for you to do so? Whilst you are in your menses, whilst you are in your nifas, and in your postnatal, postpartum, you die. So then how are the ladies going to give you ghusl? I'm asking you. Do you want they must come there with some gadgets and remove your nail or remove the varnish? Oh, that is haram. You can't do that. Next one, why we say is haram. Man tashabba, Mawlana Salim, mashallah, hafidhullah, read it in the introduction, because of Christmas and all that haram activities for us as Muslims. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whosoever imitates a people, remember, becomes part and parcel of them. So authentic hadith, Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad. You know, I had to travel now there to Pumalanga. Now this past few days I went to Trichardt, then to Witbank, and then to Middelburg. Allah reward my kazi and my friend, my relative, and that is Hafiz Muhammad Ali Gora, our Haji Abdul Sattar Okasan. Allah reward the whole family, mashallah. So while traveling there, before I could reach there, I had to drive. So now you come to the toll, so you have to pay. So now the lady takes the money, and if there's change to give, she gives you. So then we make sure that their hand does not touch our hand, you see. But you see, they put that, what they call it, false nails, and funny things they put. So that, and false eyelashes, and false this. Almighty Allah speaks of all these issues in Surah 4, Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. Almighty Allah states, you Satan, Lucifer, you get out from here. You expelled forever. Never ever will you see Jannah and Paradise. He said, okay, I won't sit alone there in Jahannam and the hellfire. وَلَا آمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will surely command them, human beings, that they will change the creation of Allah. Born Eve, suddenly becomes Steve, transgender. Born Steve and becomes Eve. All this haram. Allah gave you eyelashes. You say, no, I don't like it. I will put my own, the false ones, the fake ones and all. All haram. Allah gave you nails. You say, no, I don't like it. I will put my own fake nails and so forth. How beautiful nails Allah gave us. Natural. That is the natural beauty. No, I must go and varnish it and thus and look like a clown. So, tashabbu bil kafirat, you are imitating the prostitutes. You are imitating the street ladies. You are imitating the queens, the porn stars and all that haram ladies. And you want to tell me it's permissible? Absolutely haram it is and not permissible. People who do that are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and by Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Saab, the taxes that you have to pay when leaving Palestine, can you use interest to pay for it?
Remember, anything the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists impose upon you, taxes, duties, whatever it is, at the borders, at the airport, never ever pay them with halal money. Who are they? The Khabis, the impure, immoral, murderers of prophets and messengers, the baby killers, guilty of genocide, war crimes, ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity. So never ever pay them with halal money. How much is the exit tax? Which country in the world, when you leave, you must pay tax? But one of them is Israel. Do you know what is the current rate? It's $60 per person. That's over 1,000 rand, our South African money. So why the hell must you give them halal money? Give them interest money. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. They are khabith, impure, immoral. So give them the haram money of interest and so forth. You can quote that fatwa of mine in any part of the world.
Mufti Saab, is it sunnat for females to apply henna onto their fingernails and toenails?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam's hadith in Mishkat Sharif, one day a lady behind the hijab, behind the veil, curtain, what have you, so she gave something to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ayadu rajulin aw imra'ah? Is this a male's hand or a female's hand? So what was the Master alayhi salam saying? If it is female, then apply the henna, apply the mehendi. So yes, use it for ladies, is encouraged, is sunnah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged it, not only when you're getting married or this function, throughout the year, unless your husband passed away, then you can't apply henna and mehendi. Or your husband divorced you, 3 talaqs and so forth, then you can't do this. But normal circumstances for you, ladies, very good. Remember, whether you put on your hand, you put on your feet, all acceptable. We men, not permissible. You don't put on your fingers, you don't put on your feet or let. Yes, you put on your beard, but not black color. One day, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's father. Who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr? Oh, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, oh, esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today is the 23rd day of Jumad al-Akhirah 1446. Do you know, on the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhirah, 13th year after the hijrah, ruled the ummah for 2 years and 3.5-4 months, and then Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu's demise took place on the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhirah, 13 years after the hijrah, the greatest person to walk on this earth and the greatest sahabi after all the prophets and messengers. He used to make dua, Ya Allah, everything which happened to the Master alayhi salatu salam was, is the best. He, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away on the Monday morning, so let me die and pass away on a Monday as well. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has applied, you must remember, and established the Tarjamul Bab, Al-Maut Yawm Al-Ithnain. So therefore, we should remember, we should imitate the Master alayhi salatu salam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What was the other part of the question, Maulana? What was the other part of this question, yeah? With the question, the last one you asked?
The taxes that you have to pay when leaving Palestine, can you use interest money?
Yes, that we answered all of it, and then in that came, you must remember that you must know that whenever you go that part of the world, you use interest money, totally permissible. And there was something about 23rd of, you must remember, I was telling you that you ladies also remember that, and men also, never imitate the kuffar culture and so forth. We must always learn our Islamic history, and that will inspire you, motivate you for the future.
Mufti Saab, if a person is traveling to a place and he's not sure if he's going to stay for less than 15 days, does he read Qasr Salah or full Salah?
Whenever you are traveling and you are not sure for how many days you're going to stay there at your destination is 80, 90, 100, 500,000 kilometers. So whether you're going to stay there 1 day, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, so all the time till you don't make one firm intention, you will remain as a musafir, as a traveler. So Fajr time, you will read 2 and 2. Zuhur time, 2. Asr time, 2. Maghrib time 3, obviously, and Isha time 2 and 3, according to the Hanafi school. And Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis will say that you just read 2 rakats Isha because you haven't made a firm intention as yet, so you'll be considered as a musafir.
Mufti Saab, I wanted to ask, I'm building a small shopping complex, and is it permissible for me to accept the bank to put an ATM machine?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave us three big usools and principles in the Noble Quran. Look at each one of them. I give you the references. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate and assist one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And you must not be cooperating in sin and transgression. So yeah, you will be cooperating in vices and sin. Which type of vices and sin? Listen to the Quran. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah made business permissible. Allah made riba, interest, usury, viage, sood, call it whatever you want to, absolutely haram in all shapes, form and sizes. And thereafter, we should also be very clear that Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 2, verse 279, فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you do not abstain and refrain from this interest, giving, taking, and getting kickbacks, you want to put the ATM for ABC bank, XYZ bank, don't you going to get kickbacks for every transaction? Obviously. So you are abetting and assisting in the crime of riba and interest. For illam taf'alu, chapter 2, verse 279. So if you don't abstain, refrain, then fa'adhanu, be prepared, bi harbim min Allah wa rasuli, with war against Almighty Allah Jalla wala and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, my brother, you're building a small complex or whatever you are saying, and thereafter you want to put this ATM of this bank or that bank or what have you. So your income from the shops or whatever they are there, that will be halal. And now you bring this ATM. So the word I used just now for the jutlas, and I told you they are the people who are khabis. So Almighty Allah uses the same word, and we should remember this, what the Quran teaches us. Chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, and verse number 100. Chapter 5, verse 100. Qul, say ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yastawil khabithu wat tayyib. Your interest, your prostitution, your haram business, your alcohol, your banks and whatever else, gambling, drugs, so all that is khabith, the impure, immoral things. Wat tayyib, and the pure things, can never be equal. Walau a'jabaka kathratul khabith, although it impresses you, the abundance of immorality, the abundance of impurity, it brings good money. You see, you sell alcohol, drugs, all these things, yeah, Allah forbid. So all that is haram. So now you're going to have ATM, that is khabees, and your other income will be halal. So how can it be equal? Fattakullah, abstain, ya ulil albab, oh you people of intelligence and intellect, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you will be prosperous and successful. Chapter 5, verse number 100. So which verses I gave you? 3, chapter 5, verse 2, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279, and chapter 5, verse 100. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, after a nafil tawaf, is it wajib to read 2 rakats of salah, and can these 2 rakats be offered anywhere?
When a person performs tawaf, then after that to read 2 rakat salat is wajib according to the Hanafi school. According to the majority of the scholars, they say is sunnat muakkada and an insisted sunnah like the Shafis and all of them. However, what MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan nowadays, so now he put his own laws in that which you don't have to comply with. So if you are not going to perform Umrah and you just want to perform nafil tawaf voluntary, so you, the man, just wear your ihram and remember, then you can go and perform that nafil tawaf downstairs. But now you want to perform 2, 3, 4 tawaf, one shot, one after the other. You see, you go round and round and round. So let's say you went 21 times round the Baytullah. So that's 3 tawaf, right? One tawaf comprises 7 rounds, 7 circuits. So when you finish, so Hanafis will tell you, because you perform 3 tawaf, so you have to read 2 rakats salat times 3. So 2 rakats, then another 2 rakats, another 2 rakats. And Hanafis say you can't read this after Asr immediately, you have to wait for Maghrib. Or you can't read it after Fajr, you have to wait for 15 minutes after sunrise. Majority scholars say all permissible. Okay. Now, in a case like that, majority scholars, Shafi's, Hanbalis, and them will say, you went 21 times around the Baytullah, so must you read 2 rakats thrice, or can you just read 2 rakats once, and tadakhul will take place, it will be all incorporated into one another. So the fatwa of the Shafi's and them is, if you read 2 rakats only, even after performing 3 tawafs, that will suffice. So that is what you should remember, Sawa al-Lisa'ilin, where we concluded today's tafsir, that is sufficient for the people asking questions. You want to hear more? 11 to 12 today on Sirius FM, insha'Allah, and on Markaz Sahaba. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.